came over to help grow our corporate opportunities for Hosanna House. How can we build up new partnerships and bring in more revenue streams?
Well, they're lucky to have you, and that's an important part of the life cycle of a nonprofit. Now, today, the Wilkinsburg Arts Festravaganza gets underway. It's at Penn Avenue and Center Street. It starts at 1 o'clock. It runs until 4. What can people find?
I'm very, very thrilled. We have nearly 30 vendors signed up, ranging from artists with different mediums, photography, reclaimed products, graphic artists. We have craftspeople with hand-sewn items. We have health and wellness vendors. We have a sprinkling of service organizations and area nonprofits. And we also have Ames Harding. He's going to do a performance at 1:30.
That sounds like a great day. And it's a little cloudy today. I haven't looked out the window lately. Hopefully things will pick up a little bit weather-wise as the day goes on. But this will happen rain or shine, right?
That is correct, yeah. I'm hoping that people will still come out, have a little bit of fun, enjoy the music, maybe splash around, and support the local community.
Well, Wilkinsburg has had its ups and downs, and lately I think it's had a lot of ups. When I've walked through Wilkinsburg or been in the neighborhood, I see a lot of vital things happening, and again, I see my childhood as I walk through, and I sure hope folks will come and visit Wilkinsburg, even if they've never been there. It's a very welcoming community, and today between 1 and 4 is a great chance to just pop in, learn more about Hosanna House and all of the other organizations featured at the Festravaganza, and enjoy a good community-oriented day.
Absolutely, yeah. This has been part of a series called Celebrate Life in Wilkinsburg. We had Squonk Opera join us in July for a fun day, and then we had another business event in September. And now we have this one today, all just around celebrating what's already here and all of the great people who make up Wilkinsburg, really wanting to empower them and give them a chance to showcase that they're here, what they do, what they have to offer and sell to the community. And then we're going to close out the year with Celebration of Hope, our holiday giveaway, so we can just give back to the community that we serve.
Wonderful. We've linked to the event from our Facebook page and website. If people would like more information about Hosanna House or about today's event, what's the best way that they can contact you directly?
Probably by email.
Sure.
Jennifer S@hosannahouse.org.
JenniferS@hosannahouse.org, or simply go to hosannahouse.org to learn more. Anything else you'd like to add?
We're just so thrilled to be able to have this event and really activate a vacant lot in Wilkinsburg and give people a chance to showcase who they are and what they do and celebrate the Wilkinsburg.
Well, great. Well, Jennifer Salmons, thank you so much for being with us, and good luck. Here's to a great day today and a great future for Hosanna House.
Thanks a million, Larry. Take care.
Again, you can go to hosannahouse.org for additional information.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and Tad Whistle is here for the vacationing Chad Green. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PC TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I had this feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Well, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, 'cause I'm showing up all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Well, you started off with nothing, and you're proud that you're a self-made man. And your friends, they often groan, slap you on the back and say, to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I had this feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'm gonna get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am stuck in the middle with you. Yeah, I'm stuck in the middle with you. You know I'm stuck in the middle with you. Ooh, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Dale and Bradley at the Saturday Light Brigade, stuck in the middle with you. It's a nice version of that song, isn't it? I just had a really nice note.
Hey,
from
dogs,
Carrie.
Come on, dogs.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey,
Karen, I'm glad you're listening to. And that you found us on the radio. She sent a picture. It's either a magnet or it looks like a bulletin board. Little bit of art says, I heart you, a bushel and a peck. We were talking about that song last hour. And she writes, my mom also sang a bushel and a peck. She sang it to her great-grandson, too. She also didn't drive, but we walked everywhere. I also grew up in the 60s and 70s. Thanks for the song and memories. We were talking about that in our last hour. I've told you this before, but the first time I ever met
red dogs, yellow dogs.
A woman who could drive, I thought she was from another planet because my both of my grandmothers and my mother did not drive. And I just grew up thinking that didn't happen. Sound Hound has made his way, as he always seems to do. And let me see if I can grab the sound. Ricky, do you want to distract the Sound Hound for just a minute? You pour a little food for him, and I'll see if I can. Here we go. Got it. Here is the sound that the Sound Hound found for today. 412-200-5975. Can you identify this sound? 412-200-5975. We'll give it to you one more time. Sound Hound, if you would please. 412-200-5975. Here's a little treat for you. Water with a little bit of a very healthy bouillon cube with it. Thank you, Sound Hound. 412-200-5975.
I woke up very early.
Good luck.
Like I tend to do most days. Gathered up my clothes, my watch, and pocket knife. It would be almost an hour before the sun would show its face. And I tried to be quiet so as not to wake my wife. Turning on my phone was the first mistake I made. My heart sunk when I read the first headline. There had been another shooting, and this time not so far away. And a child who lost his life looked an awful lot like mine. I sat there in the dark for I don't know how long, without the first idea of what to do. I walked into the kitchen and turned the coffee maker on. Stood there feeling hopeless and staring at the moon. And when the house got lively, I was working double time, scrambling eggs and trying not to cry. Jennifer was getting Isaac dressed and packed for school. I was wondering when God left and why he didn't say goodbye. I should have spent the day with my family. Instead, I tried and failed to work all day long. Lord, I should have spent the day with my family. On days like this, they alone make me want to carry on. Details, though I didn't check in much or watch the news. Some tragedies, you know, they have no explanation. And the word everything don't cover what you lose. So I spent the whole day pacing back and forth all by my lonesome, questioning the point and trying to write a song. And it sure is hard to focus on anything at all. And you can't get something right when everything feels wrong. I should have spent the day with my family. Instead, I tried and failed.
like this, they alone make me want to carry on. By sundown I was worn out, no closer to understanding the evil things that happen every day. My wife and I shared a beer and talked about the future, agreeing on the fact that we would have to find a way. Though sometimes I don't know how this world continues turning, what has happened will never be undone. But tomorrow I think I'll just try to keep the day wide open, and as much as they will have me, be with people that I love.
There, you've got the Avett Brothers at the Saturday Light Brigade, or we could say the Avett Brothers. Which I believe is the preference. I was just writing to Chaplain Steve. Chaplain Steve, I'm about to give you a clue. He had a guess and... Let's see. He said it sounded like the door of a walk-in cooler. And then I said, well, it's kind of like that, but the store usually has something hot behind it, often, rather than something cool. And then he gets a pizza oven door. And then he said, what is that tool that uses a 22 caliber shell to shoot a nail in the concrete? It sounds like that. It does have that kind of dramatic sound. Here it is again. One more time. 412-200-5975. He also gets the pizza oven door. Annie out in eastern Pennsylvania has a guess of a garage door. Caden thinks it might be a drum. It does sound like a drum. Annie also guessed a generic door. John and Carrick says it sounds like the door in a safe. Bill in Homer City has it exactly right. Not an oven door, Annie. Oh, you're so close. Well, kind of close. This door is often outside. It's often inside. It's a kind of door, but it usually goes by another name. John and Addie in East Deer got it exactly right. Turkey City Arn is on the right track. And good morning, Turkey City Arn. Did I mention Bill in Homer City getting it exactly right? I think I did. Well done, Bill. Bruce says it sounds like an electrical switch being pulled. One of those big, giant knife switches coming down probably is what he's thinking. Not that. Linda got it. And so did Tom and McCandless. And so I mentioned it, Addie and John. Often when you hear that sound, it's because something was just fixed or repaired. Or maybe it's because you just checked something and you might hear that sound. 412-200-5975. Yes, Soundhound, we'll keep it open for another moment or two. can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Kate McLeod and Kat Eggleston, Lark in the Morning, a great song. Do you need to hear the sound one more time? If we were in London, they might say to give this game the boot at this point. 412-200-5975. George in Moundsville got the correct answer. Tad just mentioned to me that the Grand View Disc Golf Course, or Disc Course, in Moundsville is beautiful. He's been up that or down that way a few times. Well done, George, getting the correct answer. Annie thought it might be the door to a cellar. What when I was a kid, I called a dungeon door, and later I learned to call a Bilco door. At least that was the brand name of the door, and it kind of took its name from that. It is not that. Chaplain Steve got the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia also got it. And I think Ricky just took a correct answer from, was it from Charlie? Thank you, Charlie. Or thank you, Ricky. Ricky got the correct answer. And Bill in Homer City also got it correct. Well done, Bill. And Patrick in South Park just got it. Soundhound, you did a good job today. You stumped a lot of people. We do consider that a good job when the Sound Hound does that. Did you figure it out? That's the sound of a car hood being shut with a little energy behind it. Congratulations if you were able to figure that out. The simple sound of a car hood. Let's reward the Sound Hound with some kibble for his breakfast. And coming up in a few moments, we are going to give you a preview of a show that's going to be up and running October 28th and October 29th, a pop-up feature that I think you'll really enjoy. It's called Meanwhile, featuring a trio of acoustic instruments challenging the boundaries of what a trio can do. And you'll get a chance to hear them starting in about 10 minutes here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Bub and Freedom, a belated Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. He just came up with the correct answer as well. Good morning to Jim in Crafton Heights. Nice to have you playing along on Facebook this morning. And thank you, yes you, for being with us today. We know there's a lot of choices you can make, things to listen to and ways to spend Saturday morning. We're glad you're here with us. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned. We're going to have live music coming up in about 10 minutes. Here's Bill Morrissey.
I've got a Mercedes Benz with MD plates. I have no trouble finding dates. I've got 1980 Subaru. One more semester, then I'm through. A slant six Dodge is no big thrill, but it's a car no atom bomb can kill. I make a lot of dough in a high-tech job. Yeah, sure, you bet. I drive a turbo sob. I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver. You find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Well, I've just airbrushed my Econoline. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I've got 1962 Biscayne, and it won't start if it looks like rain. A four-wheel drive with extra chrome. I keep it on the paved roads close to home. Cadillac the size of an Amtrak train. When I drive, I take two lanes. I'll bet you a 10. You find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Now my Honda Civic is a real go-getter. I look great in it in my crew neck sweater. And my BMW draws applause. I am not bound by traffic laws. I got a Ranger truck. I'm for import quotas. I won't park next to no Toyotas. And my Volvo wagon will seat six. It'll run on diesel or trail mix. I'll bet you a 10, even a fiver. You find the car, I'll find the driver. It really ain't a no big deal to know who's inside that automobile. Well, yes, who's inside that automobile?
I will meet you in the morning by the bright riverside. When all sorrow has drifted away, I'll be standing at the portals when the gates open wide, at the close of life's long, dreary day. I'll meet you in the morning,
meet you in the morning. how do you do?
And we'll
sit down by the river.
By the river.
Sit down by the river.
And with rapture,
old acquaintance renew.
You'll
know me in the morning.
Me in the morning.
Know me in the morning.
By the
smiles that I wear.
That I wear.
Smiles that I wear. Meet you in the morning.
In the morning.
Meet you in the morning.
In that city that is
city built
for a square.
City built for square.
I will meet you in the morning.
In the sweet by and by. And exchange the old cross for a crown.
There'll be no more disappointments.
And nobody shall die.
In that land where the
sun goeth down.
I'll meet you in the morning.
Meet you in the morning.
With a howl.
How do you do?
Do you do?
How do you do?
And we'll
sit down by the river.
By the river.
Sit down by the river.
And with rapture,
old acquaintance renew.
You'll
know me in the morning.
Me in the morning.
Know me in the morning.
By the
smiles that I wear.
That I wear.
Smiles that I wear.
I'll
meet you in the morning.
In the morning.
Meet you in the morning.
In that city that is
city built
for square.
City built for square.
I will meet you in the morning.
At the end of the way.
On the streets of that city of gold,
where we all can be together and be happy for a
while, the years and the ages shall roll.
Ages shall roll.
I'll meet you in the morning.
In the morning. Meet you in the morning.
With a howl.
How do you do?
Do you do?
How do you do? Sit down by the river.
By the river.
Sit down by the river.
And with
rapture,
old acquaintance renew. You'll
know me in the morning.
In the morning.
Know me in the morning.
By the
smiles that I wear.
That I wear.
Smiles that I wear.
And
I meet you in the morning.
In the morning.
Meet you in the morning.
In that city. That is
city built
for square.
City built for square.
That's a group called Bare Bones at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'll meet you in the morning. And you also heard Bill Morrissey, Car and Driver, a song that always brings a chuckle. Live music coming up, made right before your very ears. You're going to get a chance to hear a preview of a show called Meanwhile, an exploration of American improvised music designed to push the limits of the acoustic string trio. The show opens up later this month. We'll talk about it. It's part of the new Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Performance Series. And we'll have that coming up in just a couple of moments.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Really going to enjoy what's going to be coming up next. I hope you've already been enjoying what you've been hearing. It's a project called Meanwhile, which is improvisational, acoustic, and features three outstanding musicians. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Tad Whistle, who's our engineer today for Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations. Ricky's here too. I think I mentioned that. A group of great radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org. Now, we'll talk to all three of the musicians in a moment or two. They're going to do two songs for us live on the radio. The project is called Meanwhile, and it is going to run on October 28th at 8 p.m. 2021, and October 29th with shows at 11 o'clock in the morning and 8 at night. It's all part of the New Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Performance Series, a unique series. And the New Hazlett is on the north side of Pittsburgh, a short walk from our studios here in Allegheny Square. We'll take a listen. Bryce Rabideau is here along with Jason Raflick and John Bagnato. We'll take a listen to the first selection from the program coming up, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Here they are with a selection from Meanwhile. Thank you. Wow, that was absolutely amazing. The selection from Meanwhile, and I'm going to turn it over to Bryce first, Bryce Rabideau on mandolin. Tell me a little bit about what you all just did and about the production that is going to be opening up later this month.
Thank you, Larry. Yeah, this was a piece that I composed about 6 months ago along with these other, there's nine other pieces, so 10 in total. And my goal with all of this writing was just to take the instrumentation of mandolin, guitar, and bass and do something new with it that I hadn't heard before. Because the mandolin is very closely associated with bluegrass in this country generally. But I have a background in jazz music and sort of progressive chamber folk. So I wanted to kind of combine all of my influences and do something a little weird.
Well, it's nice. In essence, it's a commissioned piece because of the way the new Hazlett series works with the CSA program. So it's got to be great to be able to be given the cushion, so to speak, to write something like this. Tell me about your own musical journey. Did you started playing mandolin when?
I started around 2012. I was in the middle of studying jazz guitar at Duquesne University, and I have a deep love of jazz guitar, but I have sort of a short attention span, so I wanted to give myself some other things to work on. And around that time, I picked up the album The Goat Radio Sessions with Chris Thiele and Edgar Meyer and Stuart Duncan and Yo-Yo Ma, and that changed my life. I thought after hearing that I needed to play the mandolin, so I bought one off Craigslist and started learning at that point. And here we are, like, around 10 years later.
Is that the same mandolin you bought off
this
Craigslist?
This is not the same mandolin.
I didn't think so.
No, I upgraded two years ago. Just
a beautiful instrument. And I don't know if these guys would like to talk or if you want to talk about them. I'll leave that up to you.
I think I'm the mouthpiece for the day. But I will say that Jason and I are part of a band called Buffalo Rose, so we've known each other for 5 or 6 years now and have, I think, very similar musical sensibilities. And I was so lucky to, when I first conceived of this project, have Jason on board right away, and I wouldn't want anyone else on the bass.
Yeah, he's Jason Rafalek is playing the big full-size doghouse bass, and that piece featured all of you so well. And then your spokesmodel for the group, who's the other guy?
So this is John Begnato, who joined the project around 7 or 8 months ago, and at that point I was writing trio pieces, but I was writing them without an acoustic guitarist in mind, and John was one of the first people I called because I know he has improvisational chops and reading chops. He's kind of the whole package, and I'm so lucky to have him on board as well. He's been killing it.
I hope you'll create an album out of this too, if that's possible, with nine selections. It sounds great. Now, I know in the description you talk about pushing the limits of these instruments. I don't think of these instruments as having too many limits, but maybe we don't often get to hear them because, as you pointed out, they might be within a bluegrass idiom. Certainly in jazz we get to hear limits, but probably not with mandolin as much as we do with other instruments.
Yeah, that's almost, I would say that's sort of the thesis statement of my show, is I think a lot of times we impose limits on instruments, especially acoustic instruments get put in boxes very often. When someone picks up an acoustic guitar or a bass, you expect to hear a certain sound or a certain style, and I think that's a bummer. I think we should open up our minds to whatever sounds a piece of wood can make. So that's what I'm going for here with these compositions.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I also think, I just mentioned this about half an hour ago or so, that a lot of decision makers, whether they be folks running radio stations or clubs, think that human beings can't consume a wide variety of types of music or are not open-minded enough to hear different things. And I think all of us would agree, including you as you listen, by the way, at home or in your car, that that's hardly true at all. Most folks are pretty open-minded to hearing lots of different things, and deserve far more credit than often is given. Now, if you want to sell something, maybe you need to not selling the music, but if you want to use music to sell like a certain type of car or a certain kind of clothing, maybe you got to be really narrow. But in terms of aesthetic quality and pleasure, I think most of us are wide open to all sorts of different kinds of sounds.
Yeah, I would like to think so. I mean, we're definitely not writing radio hits. I think we're not trying to compete with Ariana Grande. We're trying to make music that people might not expect to like and like anyway. And that's the goal.
Now, the show opens October 28th at 8 o'clock at New Hazlett Theater, and then October 29th at 11 in the morning, and then 8 at night. So three shows altogether. They are in-person programs at the New Hazlett. And we've linked to New Hazlett's website where tickets can be reserved already. It should be a great show. Have you had a chance to rehearse in the hall yet?
We have not rehearsed in the main stage room. We've done a couple rehearsals in the practice room that they have at the New Hazlett. But we'll be running the show quite a bit the week of the show, and we've been playing these songs for, you know, 6 months now, so we're feeling pretty good, I think.
Yeah, and I was curious because the acoustics in there should be great. It's,
yes.
You know, the seating is intimate, and it's just a great environment to hear music. Music is, it's not often that you get to hear a show like this, at least in that environment. There have been plenty of musical shows, but it'll be nice to hear an acoustic instrument program there.
Definitely. Yeah, they've been very good to us so far. I'm excited to do it.
I'm glad to hear it. So the project is called Meanwhile, which is I hate to ask about names, but I love it as a name. It's like, Meanwhile, I like that.
Yeah, that was a working title for a while that became a real title once I realized this whole project was something that happened a little bit behind the scenes in my life, and I think in the lives of Jason and John, we have a lot going on, the three of us, so this was like, well, meanwhile, I'm working on this collection of songs. And then by the time, you know, I set up this New Hazlett show and things got rolling, it still felt somehow appropriate because it had been behind the scenes for so long. It felt true to the spirit of the piece to keep the name the same.
I think a lot of times people might not realize the lives that musicians lead, and not that there is any, you know, archetype or typical, but there's a lot to juggle and a lot going on. Somebody in a Facebook group had written recently about a particular radio person. He's on for 2 hours a day. I don't know how anybody could only work for 2 hours a day. And I said, well, let me tell you what that person is doing when he is not on the radio. He is visiting advertisers, and he is doing show prep, and he is practicing things. And you know what? He was in New York. If he blows it, he's gone, you know, while he's on the air. If he makes, he was on a very tightly run radio station.
Sure, yeah.
And musicians, maybe it's a trick, but, you know, they great musicians like all of you three make it look so easy. But there's a lot going on that supports that and makes it possible. And while it's pleasurable, I hope it's also hard work and a lot to do. And that's why I think it's wonderful that New Hazlett supported you in doing this through the CSA. And, you know, you're mentioning it's 6 months plus all of the experience each of you bring to the table before you even start at this program. So there's a lot to go. You're going to do one more song. It's more or less our last chance to talk. Is there anything else we should mention about the show or about any of your own other gigs?
Just that I would hope that whether or not you think that you're a fan of instrumental music, I hope this is still a show for you, because my whole process here is to make instrumental acoustic music approachable for anybody, whether you are a fan or not. So I hope you can come out, and I really appreciate everyone's support.
The dates again, October 28th and October 29th. I'll mention them again. Maybe while you're listening, you can grab something to make a note, and we'll make sure that you have everything you need to be able to attend. Once again, by the way, that was the voice of Bryce Rabideau, who is playing mandolin, Jason Rafflix on upright bass, John Bagnato on acoustic guitar. Here now, another selection from their upcoming show, Meanwhile. Thank you. a selection from Meanwhile, and you can enjoy the show live, nine numbers in all, October 28th, 8 o'clock, and October 29th, 11 in the morning, and then 8 at night, newhazelittheater.org for more details.
Well, here comes Jumbo with the phone in his hand. Bet it's been a while since he's seen a real man. Going up strong on the fat of the land of the free. Sure, I guess he got off to a hell of a start with his grandpa's money and his daddy's heart. But you ought to know privilege is a pretty hard thing to be. You know? Whoa, here comes Jumbo with a knife and a tan and an elephant's tail for his Instagram. Growing up brave on the fat of the land of the free. See the twinkle in his eye like a torch in the dark on a quarter-proof stroll through the city park. Whistling to you purebreds gonna bark. And the theme song goes a little something like a here comes Jumbo, American as Jumbo. Skin white as corn liquor, hair black as molasses rum. No, he ain't dumb, no. You elitist bums, go get yourselves off Capitol Hill, cause we've just about had our fill of y'all plain cooked Jumbo. When anyone can tell that good old Jumbo was only trying to help.
Only trying to help.
Oh, help us out with one now, Jumbo.
Hope you enjoyed hearing Meanwhile, Weren't They Something? Selections from that show. And somewhat inspired by them, you just heard Punch Brothers featuring Chris Teeley and Jumbo. Stick around. We're going to play Guess Who in a few moments and more fun. On today's Saturday Light Brigade, it's birthday time. Isaac Anticole celebrates today, as does Mary. And McCandless, happy birthday to you, Mary, from us and from husband Tom. Laura of Springdale from Stephen and Hannah. Jim of Bloomfield from Sean and Shannon. Joy, who I believe is in New Hampshire. Happy birthday to you, Joy. Also today, Sarah of Mount Lebanon, Kevin of Monroeville, Brian of Dormont, from Kristen, Colin, and Lucy, Heather of Lawrenceville, from Jason and Perry, and Chris in Jonestown, Pennsylvania, from Chuck and Mercer. Tomorrow we have Ryan of Cranberry and Kim of the North Hills. Happy birthday, Kim. We've celebrated many together. On Monday, Liam of the North Side, from Kyla, Bryn, Jimmy, and your whole family. On Tuesday, we have Emma from Chachi and Ryan, Norm of Upper St. Clair. Happy birthday, Norm, and hello to Barb, Nathan, Julie, Becca, and Catherine, Alicia. Also, Chuck and Mercer from wife Doris on Wednesday. Happy birthday to Sophia of Munhall, Shana of Baden, from Patrick, Tobias, and Xander, Robbie of Verona, John of Grove City, from Mom and Dad and Sister Maggie. Also on the 20th, Kayla of Brighton Heights, from Grandma Sheila in Manchester, and your whole family. Also, a happy birthday on the 21st to Nick in Avalon, from your mom, Antonio of Munhall, from your family, David of Allison Park, from Karen, Audrey, and Rose, Claire, from your family, Cameron of Brighton Heights, Lucy Stewart on the 21st as well. On the 22nd, we have Gerard of Canfield, Beth Ann of Monroeville, and Caitlin, also from Monroeville.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the celebrant's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card, hand-signed and personally delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Tad Whistle, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Radio Phoenix.org, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Anna Johnson, and I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. For the past 5.5 years, I've been studying the plants that grow in cities. Primarily, I look at how plants grow in vacant lots and what we can do to help manage those habitats better so we can increase the biodiversity we find there. One of the species that we're using to try to plant in these vacant lots is something called anise hyssop, which is also an herb that gets used in cooking a lot. People like to use the leaves mostly in teas, so you can just brew with it the way you would put mint leaves in your tea. You can put the flowers in salad to get sort of a gentle little flavor, and also for the little bit of purple color it adds. If you collect the seeds, you can dry them and then also use that in baking the way you would use a poppy seed. It's a great thing to add to any kind of meadow section of your garden, but I actually use it in my herb garden, so I grow some low-growing herbs at the front of my garden, and then I mix in the hyssop, too. It is not an invasive plant. It's native, but it does spread rapidly, so if you've ever grown mint in your garden, you probably have regretted planting mint in certain corners, so you definitely want to put this plant somewhere where you don't mind it spreading, because if it likes where it is, it'll keep growing on its own. So it's really a wonderful herb for cooking with, but it's also this beautiful native plant. And I particularly like it because I live in a part of Pittsburgh that has a lot of deer. That strong flavor actually works as a defense mechanism for the plant. So it helps to prevent the deer and other herbivores like that from eating the plant. So it's one of the few plants that I can grow in my garden without worrying about it being eaten by people who are not me.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Look for the Herbs in Action podcast, episodes weekly.
This ain't the kiss of far, this ain't the jambalaya, this is don't let the stars get in your eye. We hope her teeth were like the stars above because they come out every night. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Her hair's so fair, she laid it on a chair because I seen it a-laying there. I cocked an eye at her, she cocked an eye at me, and we just sat there cockeyed as could be. Too many fights, too many scars, too many knots upon my head. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Now, love was in bloom, then she lowered the boom, and now I wish that I was dead. She's got me educated, eyes are granulated, cause she hit me with a sugar bowl.
How do you like that strain, Homer?
Boy, that sounds more like a compound fracture to me.
Anybody else want to try it?
It's on there. Keep a hunting.
Get in your eyes if you've got water on the brain.